From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi security forces surrounded the city of Fallujah ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched there. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. Melissa Fleming is a UN spokeswoman.
Many people have reported to have been killed or buried alive under the rubble of their homes in the course of ongoing military operations. So we are saying it is absolutely essential that safe routes are opened that will allow the civilians in the city to access safety and life-saving assistance.
While some 800 people have managed to escape the city, thousands of others have not. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that wrecked in the water. The survivors were taken to Italy. UNHCR official William Spindler says migrants keep trying to reach Europe.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. Before this latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing.
The Italian Coast Guard says hundreds of migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he is quitting his post. Mohamed Alush Sunday linked his decision to ongoing violence from government military forces with Russian help. This is VOA News.